The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It's International Romani Day. Henry McKean has met the Roma community up and down the country to talk to them about their culture.
Today is International Romani Day and we're chatting to Roma up and down the country, trying to find out a little bit about their culture. Do you know much about the Romani community, the Roma?
I don't really know much about it, to be honest.
No, I don't.
Yeah, same, I don't know much about it.
So, Andre, you're a member of the Roma community. What does International Romani Day mean to you?
We're Gypsy Romani.
And you're a proud Gypsy?
I'm a proud Gypsy. It's a bad day, so...
So it's not a good day for you?
No, because today is party in Romania for Gypsy, and for me it's... I don't have food today for nothing.
So today you're here
today.
On Patrick Street, you have a sign up saying, I'm very hungry, God bless you.
Yes.
And you're wearing a kind of velvety blanket to keep warm because it's pouring with rain. So you're not celebrating today?
No. Today not celebrating, sir. No possible because I live on the street. I'm homeless for 7 months.
So you're a bright, handsome, athletic young man. How come you ended up on the streets?
I know, sir. I'm coming here for work, but I don't find job because I need documents.
And how old are you?
I'm 23 here.
And being a Roma, being a Gypsy, and that culture, tell me about the culture. I know you're on the streets at the moment, but you're proud of the music, you're proud of the heritage?
Oh, yeah. Yes, in Romania, today it's party.
So what sort of party would you have, maybe not you, but friends and family back in Romania, what would they do? And Roma around the world?
Oh, for back in Romania? It's not possible, sir. Ticket. You don't have ticket for come back Romania.
So you can't go back, but what would the party be like back there?
Yeah, it's today, but it's not possible, I told you. It's difficult.
Do you think there's discrimination against the Roma in this country? Do you think you get a hard time?
In my country, this one, very, very hard. So, not possible survive here. Look, rain too much time.
Too much rain?
Yeah, I'm calling in Romania for my family. It's 2 euro, half an hour from internet.
Would some people not say that they're from, that they're Roma Gypsy?
Yeah, they don't say, even they are Romanian, they change their country, they say are different countries.
So they might say they're Italian or Spanish or
yes,
something?
Yes, exactly.
In class they'd be like, you Paki, you Gypsy, you my bags.
Any Roma people from the whole Europe, you can see the respect. It's not the gold, not the cloth, it's the respect.
I am proud of being a Roma Gypsy and we are true people.
If you can imagine what it's like for a young child to be sitting on a busy pavement somewhere, begging in the cold, in the rain. I mean, who sees them? Who listens to them? Who even cares?
Because they see us in the skirts and they know.
I didn't have nice clothes and they observed me as a Gypsy.
So my name is Kira Gallagher and I'm the CEO and creative director of Kids Own Publishing Partnership. Kids Own is a children's arts organisation and publishing house, and we're Ireland's only dedicated publisher of books by children, for children. And we mostly publish books all about children and young people's lives and experiences. And we make these books by bringing children together with professional artists and writers, and they all work together in a really collaborative way. So earlier this year, we were absolutely delighted to launch our first ever book made by Roma children and young people in Cork. And that book is called The Real Us. So that was a really brilliant experience for us. We really think Roma children aren't represented enough and don't often have their voices heard. So this book is a first. And the title itself, it was chosen by the Roma young people who created the book. And I think from the very title of the book, we're getting a sense of some of the challenges and the difficulties that Roma children face. Throughout the book as well, there's a sense that they feel they have something to prove. That they're always, you know, going against, I suppose, the weight of negative stereotypes. And I think that must be really difficult for a young person to always feel that they're having to prove themselves. In the introduction to this book, the Roma young people say, I'm quoting, "We are stereotyped too often and people think we don't want education or to do anything with our lives, but the opposite is true." And then that theme is continued throughout the book, that theme of being stereotyped really comes up in a lot of the young people's stories. There's also so much fun and joy and a real insight into the young people's lives. But unfortunately, that theme of being stereotyped just comes up again and again. One young person, for example, said, "I want to prove to myself and others around me that we Romas can achieve many things. We can be smart, we can work hard and not be appreciated, but we don't let others affect our abilities to work hard." Another young person called Estera was talking about how she had researched cultural appropriation. And here's a quote from Estera, who said that she wanted to ensure that we take into account all opinions and to make people feel included, even with a different background. "I myself sometimes feel excluded from people around me, and because I know the feeling, I try to be inclusive with all people of all backgrounds and ethnicities. I hope to educate others with the same information and make the world a better place." So on this project, where we made the books with Roma young people, we also had researchers from ATU Sligo, and they spoke with the children and young people throughout the project as they participated. And one thing that came out really strongly from the research was how proud and excited that the young people were to be making these books. None of the children that the researchers spoke to on the project had ever seen a Roma character in a book before. So there was this real like excitement in creating something that hadn't been done before. So we're really proud. KidZone is really proud to have published this book. And I think really the main takeaway from the book is how positive and capable and wise that these young people are. And how much we all have to learn from listening to their voices and from really responding to their voices. And I would encourage everyone to just check out our website. It's kidsown.ie for more information on that book and to find out how to get a copy.
Good afternoon. Sandra Lakačiauskaitė, Roma Health Project Coordinator in County Tipperary speaking. This morning we started to prepare for International Roma Day in Cabra Wetlands, Torres County, Tipperary. We're preparing food, getting ready with presentation and music. We're expecting approximately 150 Roma people from all county on the set and planning on great celebration here. Today here with me are Roma women who are helping to prepare all foods and drinks, and there are Roma youth group who is preparing for the presentation.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Vivian, and today with my group, we are going to present a presentation about our history and our heritage and how important it is to embrace our culture while also showing people how long we came for.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Patrick, and today we are getting ready to celebrate the Roma Day, and the Roma Day is very important for our culture.
Well, you have to push your shoulder to the right slowly, your hands up, try move by the rhythm of the music. I'm pushing and moving, not staying in a place.
So I'm trying to use my hips. I actually don't have the muscles.
Yeah, you have to push to put one leg front and just push up and back.
Pushing
by
that.
Yeah. It is difficult for you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.